Joining me right now is Matt Miller, and he's the new offensive coordinator for Garden City Community College, the Bronkbusters, on this 2012 football season. And, Matt, thank you very much for joining us here. And, of course, a former quarterback for the Bill Snyder era back in the 90s and been a part of that coaching staff as well. Just kind of recant a little bit about some of those years and about your time playing for Coach Bill Snyder.
Well, it was truly the greatest decision I ever made was to transfer from Texas A&M up to Kansas State. I did that in 1993, and it was truly a blessing to you know, be a part of Coach Snyder, his program as a player, and I was lucky enough to obtain the starting quarterback job there in 1995. And the biggest thing, you know, people talk about individual accolades, so on and so forth, but my biggest thing that I take pride in is my year as 1995 starting quarterback was the first year that we put Kansas State in the top 10 and nationally, the final national polls, we finished number 6 in the country. So that was something that was just a, you know, a fantastic year, and I think it was something that helped, you know, propel the program to even greater heights, you know, through when we almost, you know, won a couple national titles. Obviously the 1998 season, you know, comes to mind. But, you know, and I was very blessed after I got done playing that Coach Snyder thought enough of me to put me on his coaching staff, and I was a part of the coaching staff there from 1996 to 2006. So, you know, 10 years around just fantastic people, and you know, to be able to work under, you know, possibly in my mind the greatest head coach in college football history, you know, was just, again, just a blessing. The things that, you know, it's just not just about football. It's just the life lessons that you learn from Coach Snyder, the attention to detail, the, you know, taking no shortcuts and doing things the right way and doing that all the time. And that's, you know, what I really take from Coach Snyder. And it was just a great experience. You know, I bleed purple still to this day, obviously. And, you know, I'm glad to see that, you know, he's back there and got the program turned around. And, you know, it was just a fantastic experience for me, and, you know, I couldn't have asked for more.
Absolutely. You kind of alluded to a couple of things there that I was going to follow up with that and see what kind of things you gleaned, not only as a player, but then as a coach as well, that you will implement in your coaching style now here at Garden City. Of course, and you probably did that too as well as you were there at Kansas State. What are a couple of key things, other than the attention to detail, that you could focus on?
Well, number one, hard work. You know, I think nothing beats hard work and you know, dedication, taking pride in what you're doing every second of the day, and having a plan to go forth and make those things happen for you. You know, I believe, you know, obviously, you know, the attention to detail. But you know, I think we got, you know, get this program back to where it's going. It's you know, don't accept losing, expect to win. And take no shortcuts, again, to get yourself to that point. And again, nothing beats good hard work, and nothing beats you know, having your players understand to it, you know, to the T exactly what you expect out of them, and you know, what you want them to do, and have them assignment sound on every single play, and understand what needs to be done. If something does come up, you know, defense does shift and gets into different things, we want to, you know, obviously have the offense, you know, hey, this has happened. You know, Coach Tatum, Coach Miller, they have us prepared for that. And, you know, nothing beats preparation. And, you know, we're going to burn the midnight oil, so to speak. You know, we're going to be here 6 in the morning till 2, 3 o'clock at night, if that's what it takes to get, you know, Garden City Community College back on top of the Jayhawk Conference. We're going to do whatever it takes to get there. And, you know, there will be no shortcuts, and we understand that. And, you know, we're ready to get to work.
It is a big challenge, and obviously recruiting is a big factor in that, and the athletes you can bring in. And, you know, you're only able to get 12 out-of-state recruits in the junior college ranks in the Jayhawk Conference. A lot of Kansas players for your offensive, defensive lines is certainly important. And now, as you look at this and your style, your offensive scheme within this coaching staff, how's that going to fit with the personnel that you know you have right now?
I think it's going to be just fantastic. You know, I think we have, you know, a fantastic quarterback, you know, coming back. You know, he's going to be new this year, but, you know, I've watched, you know, cut-ups of him in the spring. And, you know, the one thing that, you know, I was a part of at Kansas State was option football. you know, QB run game, some power football, but also being able to spread out and do some great things in the pass game as well. And I think the man we have under center right now is going to be able to do all those things for us. And I think he's going to, you know, do some electrifying things. And, you know, it's going to be, you know, up to myself, Coach Tatum, and the other, you know, offensive coaches to, you know, put him in those positions and put our offense in those positions. And, you know, the one thing I really respect about Coach Tatum, you know, when I was interviewing for the position is, you know, what he wants to do is take advantage of, you know, the personnel that we have and put them in those schemes. You don't want to, you know, try to fit a square peg in a round hole, you know, so to speak. You know, we want to have the guys, you know, in plays that it takes advantage of all their individual particular talents, not just a quarterback, but, you know, I think there's going to be an upgrade at receiver this year. Got a returning offensive line. I've had the pleasure of, you know, meeting some of those fine young men. You know, they're, you know, Western Kansas kids, and, you know, and I've always had a, you know, strong place in my heart for the work ethic and the people that come from Western Kansas. And I think, you know, some of the leadership of those guys having the experience of playing as freshmen last year will only help us out in the future. And I think, or this season, and we're going to be able to take full advantage of that.
What are some of the key attributes that you really look at in a quality quarterback that's going to be able to really perform for you?
Well, number one, I mean, you got to have someone who's a leader and does things the right way all the time. You know, you don't want to have a guy, you know, you don't want to have the guy that's kind of doing his own thing away from, you know, off by himself and is not, you know, not dedicated to making himself the most prepared player on the field. Leadership obviously is key in a quarterback, and obviously skills. You know, you obviously what I like in quarterbacks that I work with, and we've got that here, is a guy that not only can drop back, you know, make a you know, a tough read and put the ball in some tight places, but also has the ability to run the football. And that's where I come from. You know, at Kansas State, you know, I ran the option and some QB run game, but you know, then we got guys in there like, you know, Michael Bishops, L. Robersons, and that type of guy. And those are the type of quarterbacks that I really like. And I know for a fact, you know, just you know, being around, you know, not just Coach Snyder, but Coach Stoops at Oklahoma was at Kansas State when I was there. Coach Venables, you know, now the D coordinator at Clemson. You know, just some great Coach Phil Bennett. You know, I know for a fact that defenses hate playing quarterbacks that can do those special things. So those are the type of quarterbacks that I really like. But number one is having, you know, being able to, you know, overcome, you know, there's going to be mistakes, but being able to, you know, put that behind them, go on to the next play and make a play for us and get it done. Enable, you know, a guy that has some resilience to him.
Let's take a look at, I know that you've been here just a short time and you're trying to get acclimated not only to Garden City Community College, but also looking at the players that you're dealing with. But have you had a chance to just kind of reflect on the Jayhawk Conference, what you expect for this year and what we're going to see?
Well, I, you know, tell you the truth, I've been here, you know, I get here early in the morning, I leave late at night, so I've watched, you know, every game, you know, from last season, and, you know, I have a lot of respect. I always have had a lot of respect for the Jayhawk Conference, you know, and Garden City, you know, in particular. You know, we wouldn't done the things that we did at Kansas State without, you know, the Jeff Kellys, you know, the Darnell McDonalds, the Frank Murphys, you know. I mean, those guys were tremendous parts and leaders in our program, and I think they got that from, you know, they came there with that from Garden City, and, you know, Coach Snyder, you know, help bring that along even more. You know, I think it's going to be a tough conference. I think it's, you know, through my years recruiting at Kansas State, you know, it was always in our minds the best junior college, you know, conference in the nation. And so there's going to be fine players, obviously, and there's going to be tough opponents. And you know, I'm not one to sit here and say, you know, we're going to win 10 games and win the national, you know, and win the national title. But what I am going to say is, you know, I think you're going to see a team out there that's going to fight, that's going to play hard, that's going to know what they're doing, and you know, we'll be extremely competitive in a very competitive conference.
Coach Miller, thank you very much. Appreciate the comments.
Thank you so much, and just let everybody know I'm so excited to be a Bronc Buster and can't wait to get going.